Welcome to the Snowmobile Trail Talk Podcast, brought to you by Fast Track Traction.
Trail Talk. I'm your host, Chris. On this episode in our Snowmobile Stud mini series, we'll cover the installation portion. For many first timers, it can be a nerve-wracking experience installing studs for the first time. Making sure the pattern is right and not making any mistakes can really lead to some mental exhaustion. But I'm here to tell you, it is a time-consuming job, but not a difficult one. If you are a visual person, we do have a 17-minute install video that I'll link to in the show notes that goes over everything. Before you start, tunnel protectors need to be installed. Most sleds need them installed.
There are a handful that do come standard with them, but we're not going to cover that in this episode as each machine is different.
If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us on tunnel protection. Every snowmobile made in the last 10 years does have a simple install procedure. For the install, the tools you'll need for our kit are a track cutting tool, a half-inch deep well socket, T25 Torx bit, a drill, an impact, or air ratchet to tighten. We do get the question, can we use a drill bit instead of a track cutting tool? The answer is no. The track has support fibers running side to side, and using a drill bit can pull those fibers out, damaging the track. If you install someone else's kit, you'll likely need an Allen instead of a Torx, as well as a torque wrench. To start, you'll need to get the track up in the air. Sled lifts are a popular way to do this. You'll also want to remove the belt to make it easier to spin the track. When marking a track, a template isn't mandatory, but makes life much easier, especially if you are a beginner. You'll want to use the paint marker to mark the track with the template. Again, all of our kits come with access to our track spec templates, but most competitor kits do not come with a template. Before drilling, you'll want to ensure the template doesn't place the studs in any locations that will cause damage. That is nothing directly above the tunnel, and that you have enough clearance up front. If your snowmobile was made after 2012, there is little you have to worry about, but please check just in case. Once your track is marked, you are ready to drill the track using a track cutting tool. These tools use friction and heat to put the hole in the track, so a higher RPM with more force pushing down into the track, better. The first few holes may be difficult, but as that tool heats up, things become much easier. It is helpful to have a small screwdriver to push out the plugs if they do get stuck in the eject slot. Also, another option is to preheat track cutting tool with a torch, and many customers have found that helpful the first few holes. Once the track is drilled, time to push the studs through. Our drill bit is slightly undersized for a snugger fit in the track, so we advise a large screwdriver and leveraging it against the Hyphax to push it in. Other track tools may put a hole big enough to drop the stud in without force, but we like less play for longevity. Once all the studs are pushed through, you can add the backer and thread on the nut.
Go through the track, and once complete, it's time to start tightening.
If you do have a tall nut that requires Loctite, we advise just putting the Loctite on threading and doing one row at a time versus through all the whole track.
With our kit, the backer does not bottom out on the stud,
so we do not have a Torx spec. Tracks have a different hardness and thickness, so it can cause problems getting it flush. Our tightening advice is you want to use a Torx bit and a ratchet,
base of the stud, and
tighten with your impact on the top. Keep an eye on the base, and once it's flush in the track, you are good to go. If using a competitor's kit, you'll snug it tight with the impact. Go back to the torque wrench and tie it to their specification. Now, if you're planning on running doubles, we change the order. Doubles require perfect spacing. While the template will have perfect spacing, a track tool can wander out of position. Solve for that, we include an extra double backer in our kit. You drill out one side with a 3/8 inch drill bit to fit the track cutting tool. On the pattern, you only drill one of the double holes initially. We use the outsides to keep things simple. Push the studs through in the drilled holes, go back with the drilled out double backer, place standard hole on one side and drill through the second hole, guaranteeing perfect space. Another caveat is the nut type. If you use our standard lock nuts, no thread locker is needed. If you're using a half inch or taller Top Gun tall nut, you will need to use a red thread locker. Best to apply it to the nut, thread, and tighten one row at a time. With our stud kits, once they are tightened up, you are good to go and do not need to worry about going back and retightening. If you are using an aluminum backer, you will want to retighten those per the manufacturer's recommended interval. Not our product, so I do not have that info. Once complete, you want to track tension to make sure it's not loose. Also good to check within 100 miles after installing the studs to make sure it's still within spec. With studs, nothing changes on the specification in the owner's manual as far as how tight you want to track, but we do recommend keeping it on the tighter side of spec. That's all there is to it. As a reminder, we have a great 17-minute video on our site or YouTube that visually goes over everything in this episode. There's a link in the show notes if you care to check it out. That does it for this episode. Our snowmobile stud mini series concludes after the next episode, optimizing your snowmobile after install. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe.